Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Union Minister Raksha Nikhil Khatse meets Governor of Nagaland Laganesan, discusses key issues concerning the state. Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia leads Fit India Sundays on Cycle campaign. External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar says one of India's key diplomatic objectives is to ensure favorable energy environment for coming decades. And member of Divisional Railway Users Consultative Committee Acuño Mecho raises key issues hindering timely completion of Dimapur-Kohima Railway Project. Now the news in detail. Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Khatse, today called on the Governor of Nagaland, Laganesan. During the meeting, key issues concerning the state were discussed. Ms. Khatse expressed her gratitude for the Governor's warm hospitality and the opportunity to engage in meaningful dialogue. Following her visit to Rajbhavan, the Union Minister paid tribute to the brave soldiers who sacrificed their lives at the Kohima War Cemetery. Ms. Khatse also toured Konoma Village, a remarkable community known for its unique balance between culture and nature. Describing Konoma as a living model of harmony, the Union Minister highlighted the village's community conserved forest and its picturesque terraced paddy fields. She praised the village as a true example of how culture and conservation can thrive together, adding that every corner of Konoma tells a story of resilience and sustainable living. The Union Minister was accompanied by advisor Kekre Yome during her visit. Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, has said that to make the Fit India movement a success, we must include regular exercise and cycling in our daily routine. He said cycling not only promotes fitness, but also helps in preserving the environment. Dr. Mandavia cycled for 3 kilometers in Lucknow this morning to lead the nationwide Fit India Sundays on Cycle campaign.
साइकिल पोल्यूशन का सॉल्यूशन भी है साइकिल फिट रहने का मंत्र है साइकिलिंग से मेंटली और फिजिकली फिटनेस भी बढ़ती है साइकिलिंग से फ्यूल की बचत होती है और हमारा विदेशी हुडियामन भी बचता है इसलिए मैं देश के सभी नागरिक को आह्वान करता हूँ कि हर संडे 1 घंटे के लिए साइकिलिंग करें और अपने स्वयं को फिट रखें
The Union Minister was joined by Uttar Pradesh's Sports and Youth Affairs Minister, Girish Chandra Yadav. More than 400 cyclists participated in the event and pledged to spread the message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lead a healthy and active lifestyle. So far, the nationwide cycling campaign has been organized at more than 4,200 locations, with around 2 lakh people participating. External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar has said one of India's key diplomatic objectives is to ensure favorable energy environment for coming decades. Speaking at a media event in Mumbai yesterday, Dr. J. Shankar said after decades of hearing the virtues of globalization, the world today is grappling with the reality of industrial policies, export controls and tariff wars. He said India as the world's 5th largest economy must develop a broad and diverse set of energy relationships.
To ensure that we have a favorable energy environment for coming decades is understandably one of our key diplomatic objectives. Beyond fossil fuels, it extends to developing and deploying renewables on a large scale, as well as exploring the potential of small modular reactors. The world of AI and the world of EV are going to generate much higher energy demands on top of the natural needs of greater prosperity. If data is the new oil, then data centers are the new refineries, and they will need to be powered.
The External Affairs Minister said the idea of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas also applies to the country's foreign policy, adding that India is among the few that can simultaneously engage with Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Iran, the Democratic West and the Global South, and the BRICS and the Quad countries. Secretary of Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee and member of the Divisional Railway Users Consultative Committee, Lamding Division, Acuño Mecho, raised key issues hindering the timely completion of the Dimapur-Kohima Railway Project during a meeting of the Consultative Committee at Lamding in Assam yesterday. Ms. Mecho also highlighted various challenges plaguing the Dimapur Railway Station, along with proposed interventions. Some of the issues she raised included land encroachment, limited hold time at Dimapur Station, and security measures at critical construction sites. Expressing concerns over infrastructure and cost escalation, Ms. Mecho emphasized that fast-tracking of land acquisition and ensuring timely release of funds will help avoid further delays and cost escalations. With rising passenger demand at Dimapur station, she stressed on the need to increase ticket allotment and seating capacity. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The nation is paying homage to great revolutionaries of the Indian freedom struggle, Shaheed E. Azam Bhagat Singh, Shivaram Rajguru and Sukhdev Thapar, who were executed at the Central Jail in Lahore on this day in 1931. The brave freedom fighters were tried for assassinating British police officer J.P. Saunders on 17th of December 1928 in Lahore and were sentenced to death. Their sacrifice remains etched in the collective memory of the Indian people, forever inspiring the nation to uphold the ideals of freedom and unity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to legendary freedom fighters on Martyrs Day today. In a video message shared on social media platforms, Mr. Modi recalled their fearless pursuit of freedom and justice will continue to inspire people of the country. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has extended the submission deadline for the online application forms of Common University Entrance Test, CUET Undergraduate 2025 till tomorrow. In a press release, the NTA announced that the deadline for submitting examination fees has been revised to 25th of March, while the correction window will be open from 26th to 28th of this month, allowing modifications to specific fields. The CUET UG 2025 is tentatively scheduled to be held from 8th of May to 1st of June this year, in computer-based test mode at various centres across the country and in 15 cities abroad. Union Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal today urged people of all communities to contribute sincerely and unitedly for a peaceful and prosperous Manipur. The state has been devastated by the Meitei Kukizo community ethnic violence for over 22 months. Addressing a function in Imphal to mark the 12th anniversary of the Manipur High Court, Mr. Meghwal assured that the Union government is fully committed to restoring peace in Manipur following the imposition of President's rule. Appreciating the Manipur High Court's performance in various projects, he lauded its achievement in virtual hearing of cases and implementations of e-court projects. Mr. Meghwal suggested that various corporate social responsibility schemes of different corporate organizations must be implemented in the court and judiciary sectors. The PEG District Archery Association, PDAA, culminated its maiden free archery coaching camps, culminating at Losami under PEG District today. Speaking at the program, General Secretary of PDAA, Besuta Vero, underscored the rewarding experience of witnessing the growing number of young archers exhibit unwavering interest and perseverance in the sport. The coaching was conducted by National Institute of Sports Qualified Coaches, Kosazo Tisa and Besuta Vero. Over 100 students from four government schools in the district attended the training camp. To end the news, the headlines again. Union Minister Raksha Nikhil Khatse meets Governor of Nagaland Laganesan, discusses key issues concerning the state. Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia leads Fit India Sundays on Cycle campaign. External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar says one of India's key diplomatic objectives is to ensure favorable energy environment for coming decades. And member of Divisional Railway Users Consultative Committee Acuño Metro raises key issues hindering timely completion of Dimapur-Kohima Railway Project. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.